The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, as we've been hearing, is facing opposition criticism over his planned reforms of On Board Plan Ola, as well as new timelines for the judicial review process for planning decisions. The Minister has been seeking Cabinet approval for his proposals today in the last Cabinet meeting to be chaired by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin before he steps aside on Saturday. The Taoiseach was asked about the proposed planning reforms a little earlier.
I think part of the issue in a lot of our planning is that there's an inordinate length of time for some projects to get through the planning process. And one of the key issues here will be both in parallel with the bill, a resourcing of a new planning commission with additional members, but also timelines to specify that from the date of application you will have an expectation in terms of getting a planning decision. And it's important for housing. It's also very important for the climate change issues, offshore wind in particular.
Taoiseach speaking earlier. Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. And Paul, I understand the last few minutes the Cabinet meeting has concluded. Is there an outcome in relation to this, these planning reforms which have been put forward by Dara O'Brien?
Yes, the Cabinet has concluded and the planning legislation has been passed by Minister O'Brien's Cabinet colleagues. And so we are waiting now on a detailed document which is going to give some advice on what is planned. We do have some information, and as you mentioned earlier on, there's effectively two focuses, Brian. One relates to a complete restructuring of On Board Plan Ola. It's going to have a new name. It's going to have a planning commissioner with 15 other commissioners underneath it. It's going to have a new executive board, and we are going to have also timelines for decisions in how they're made. And then the second issue relates to judicial reviews. Once again, there's going to be timelines by which decisions are going to be made, and also clarity as to who can or can't take a judicial review. One notable feature is that while an individual or individuals will be able to take judicial reviews under the legislation that's proposed, that residents' associations will not. Now, according to the Minister of State for Planning, Peter Burke, he's just issued a statement saying that he believes it's going to, and I'll just find it for you now, Brian, bear with me one second, This is going to increase public confidence in the capacity of On Board Plan Ola to make decisions in a fair manner, underpinned by independence and impartiality. So that's the government view. However, the opposition parties do not like this legislation one bit.
Is it clear, Paul, how the government and how this legislation will set about excluding from the judicial process, for example, residence groups?
No, it's not clear. And until we actually see the document, I think it'd be unfair to say how they're proposing to do it. All we know, that's the headline figure. From opposition parties' point of view, they've got three main points. One is that this they say that the minister reverting to concepts which were in play in the early 1980s, in which the minister is making appointments to the board of On Board Plan Ola, and this is going to raise questions over impartiality. The second thing they're contesting is that by clarifying the streamlining the system, that you're going to speed up the delivery of homes. Are saying it isn't, the problem isn't with planning permissions. If you talk to Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit, he says that there's 70,000 planning permissions granted for apartments, but only 5,000 are being moved on. And he suggests that this is on account of private developers wanting to ensure that they maximise their profits. Others would say it's because they can't build because of delays due to Brexit, delays due to COVID, which haven't been resolved, issues like inflation, which means it's just too expensive for them to build. But nonetheless, they're saying don't expect a huge change once these reforms come in.
What can you tell us about the plans of the minister to take some emergency powers or authority to make appointments to the board, I think for a year or perhaps 2 years, to fill vacancies and presumably to try to speed up the decision-making process?
Yeah, well, people will remember that there has been an independent review conducted into On Board Plan Ola following questions and concerns being raised about how it was conducting its business. We haven't had a deputy chair of the board for a number of months. The chair of the board has also stood down, and so you've got this issue of just exactly how decisions are being taken. It was the a sense of imperative by Minister O'Brien that these positions had to be filled on a temporary basis so that we could ensure that there would be good planning, that decisions would be taken. The difficulty is the manner in which he's proposing That's where opposition parties are raising the question, saying it shouldn't be him who's undertaking that. It should be some independent body to ensure that the public can have confidence in the new On Bord Plan Óla.
Yeah, because the normal practice in public appointments, including On Bord Plan Óla, would be that they go through the public appointments process. But this minister says temporary measure would allow him to directly appoint. I think for the most part, the idea here would be to send in civil servants to try to deal with the backlog in applications.
Yes, people who have had experience, people who have worked in the departments. The concern from environmental groups who are examining this is that just because someone has experience doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best person to do the job. If they are someone who's inside the system, does that necessarily mean they're going to represent concerns outside of the system in a particular community who's facing whatever planning decision happens to be made? They're being told, oh, this is in line with government planning, this is in line with our policy, but does it necessarily reflect their interests and concerns? Is that individual going to be independent and capable of taking a 360 view? And I think that's where the rub is going to be.
All right. Just in relation to the switch between Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar, which takes place this weekend, and also perhaps a fairly limited cabinet reshuffle, any further information about when all of this is going to be? Has it been decided, or when will it be decided?
It will be decided late on Friday when Micheál Martin, still Taoiseach, returns from a European summit. It's at that point where the deal is going to be done, and one would imagine that they want to try and leave it as late in the day so that the information doesn't leak out, because the following day is when Micheál Martin hands in a seal of office at Áras an Uachtaráin. The Dáil is going to vote in new Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and at some point around 5 p.m. he's going to troop into the Dáil chamber with his new ministers, and then we'll know what's happening. The expectation, Brian, is still that it'll be minimal. Micheál Martin most likely to go to Department of Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney having to go to possibly Enterprise, which Leo Varadkar will be vacating, but that is just speculation. There's always a possibility of a surprise.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for that.